called Sally Mae the other day. Did you ever get a hold? Did you ever try to call one of those places? You know, Sally Mae, the student loans. Yeah. I wish they'd get somebody spoke English. You always get some Indian.
Yeah, they're out of India.
They tell you their name's Ken or John.
My name is Bob.
Or something. Yeah, my name is Bob. What?
This is Bob. Okay, I may help you.
Well, I tried to tell him what I wanted him to do, and he still didn't get it. He didn't have a clue what I wanted him to do. And they had told me, they promised me a survey at the end of a customer service survey at the end of the call. Well, I said, all right, that's enough, Ken. I don't need you anymore. You can, you know, you've helped me enough. Who do you think you, Mr. Miller? By the way, we are offering a mortgage now to the Lord for Straits and at the 4.9%. I said, I don't need a mortgage, Ken. I just want to take care of my business and get off the phone. Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller, Devin H.D. Well, I sit there and I'm waiting on my survey. He sits there and I hear people going on in the background in Arabic or whatever it is they're talking in. And he says, Hindi. Yeah. He says,
could be Urdu.
And finally, he says, Mr. Miller, is that all I can help you with today? Yeah, they promised me a customer satisfaction survey, and I'm wanting it.
Well, hold them to it,
huh? Okay, thank you, Mr. Miller. Have a nice day. And he hung up on me. The next recording I got, if you'd like to make a call.
I get a call from the University of Arkansas about every 3 weeks wanting me to donate to some.
Tell me why Harding University calls me on Sunday afternoon every week. Ain't they?
What do they want from you?
Well, money, I'm sure. But Harding?
Have you ever attended Harding?
Yeah. Well, I know how they got my name, because I took some Change Floyd classes with them. UCA, I can see, but Harding?
Yeah.
Calling me for money on Sunday evening?
Have they asked you about your will and you have a living will?
No, they've got it all worked out.
Real estate. I get that shit from Arkansas Tech and University of North Texas. Now the deal is that you can donate $100,000. I got this other day from North Texas.
They ain't going to build no branch in Scottsville, Arkansas. I know that better than they ain't fooling me.
But the new deal now, the new tax law that came into effect last week, you can now donate $100,000. Of your will or your real estate to the school you want, and it's not considered an asset. You don't have to worry about paying taxes or nothing.
It's a toll free call. It don't cost you a dime to give us $100 a month.
Or $50 a month for calling for a continental.
Yeah, I tell you what, I get steady on talking, tired of talking to Hindi.
Back in here.
I'm just honest with him. I say, excuse me, what did you say? I can't hardly understand you. I'm sorry. I'm kind of hard of hearing. Could you repeat that, please?
That's because I got any pet cobras.
Boy.
You don't call tech support for things.
I think the theme of the night is I'm pissed off.
These people are handling my money. Pisses me off.
They don't have to be able to talk to handle your money.
If they need to be able to translate currency, I hope they can do that. My name is Ken. How do you spell that, Ken? XPRU. No, that would be Norse. J.
Ken.
Dutch.
K-Y-E. Or it might be C-H-I-E.
Could be.
I'd be Chinese.
Oh, I'm tired of that. I didn't even get the customer service. In fact, the current customer service, I can't even talk. Customer service satisfaction.
All right, close your eyes. Close your eyes, man.
Don't read your eyes.
Close your eyes and let's just do a little experiment here.
I've got them closed for you.
Mr. Miller. We would like you to express your satisfaction with the services you have received today, with one being shit intending orgasm. Please state your number.